The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and today is Monday, October the 31st, the last day of October of 2016. The year has already flown by, and I just want to thank you for listening to Tando Radio Show today. Sincerely do appreciate, love, and respect you all. So we have a live show for you today, and we're going to get started in the show. But before we get started, I want to say missed you guys over the weekend. Hopefully you all were continuing to prepare over the weekend as time and issues and events are rapidly starting to expand themselves, where your overall time preparing will not have been wasted. Neither, even if things don't go awry, it will not be wasted, because there's so much that you learn and so much that you pick up while doing that, and you become a prodigious saver. But here it is that I sincerely think that this is going to be the fall of not only the season, but of many nations, and this is going to be one of the empires that will also follow that direction, and how fitting for it to have it in the fall. So not sure when it's going to happen, but it is already has happened, but it's going to continue to perpetuate itself and continue to expand and continue to grow. Just want you to be prepared and ready so that you can leverage yourself, your family, and our community appropriately. So with that being said, before we get into the show, just want to say, everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. And very easy to do. You can just go to the website of Black Talk Radio Network, and you can look there at the crowdfunding digital black media campaign that's going on with crowdfunding digital black media campaign. Just click on there and you can see the ways in which you can support this network, this radio station, and all of the shows that are brought to you and the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Very easy to do, something that is essential, because this network is going to be so essential and so important in the future. And you are going to need it in so many different ways. And I just want to thank all here, that all of the listeners, all of the callers, all that participate in Black Talk Radio Network. Just want to thank you for actually sharing this network and allowing it to grow, and you resonating in the way where there's collective prudence that you see the need for us to come together and to change our overall direction by building what's in our best interest, not having ourselves to occupy something that has been built by someone else. That can remain vacant because it comes with a price. So with that being said, everyone, support Black Talk Radio Network. Also, you can, while you're there, check out BTR Community. That's the social media outlet that was established by the founder of Black Talk Radio Network. Scotty put this together, and it is a great place for you to go and to give some of your – it's like the some of the other social media outlets, but just not – your information is not going to be sold, and you're not going to be adversely affected by what you say and what you do. In today's world, let me tell you, I'm going to give you a little clue. There are many people of color, or our people in our community, that are unemployed, and people in general that are unemployed because of Facebook. They actually surf, employers actually surf Facebook. Definitely, definitely do. So this is why this is something that and not only that, the worst part of that is I call it FedBook. And FedBook was actually designed, just like the internet was designed by DARPA and by CERN, as a military platform for the military. And it never ceases to do that. This is why they data mine as much as they do. This is why they have all of the technology, and they know more about you than they've ever known before, because you tell them. Very, very easy. What they did is they realized that people like to gossip, because, and so they devised a gossip champ. And people divulge everything about themselves on that, and it's compromised. So I no longer post inside of FedBook. I only put what today's show would be about. So you could go to BTR. You'll see the B that's there. And you can click that, and BTR is very cost efficient. It's only $24 a year. It's $1 a week, and you know that this is where you can promote yourself, promote your business, promote something that you have an interest in. You can post some of your ideas, your thoughts, and your information inside a BTR community. I think it's something that everyone should do. So that's a place where you can go to meet and not be worried about who else is watching who is going to be selling your information. So your information won't be sold. So that's a great opportunity. Also, if you're interested in transferring into a means of real saving, you want to save in real money, you want to preserve your labor, you can go to Prosperity Mint. That's P-R-O-S-P-E-R-I-T-Y, Prosperity Mint, MINT.com, and check out what's there. So that you can transfer some of your wages into real savings, into real money, so that you can protect yourself and protect your family and preserve the energy of your youth and to preserve the energy of your labor. So, and what I mean by that is that the precious metals is what you actually want to save in, because it's not affected by inflation. It actually will freeze, and to save you and to ensure that your energy that you expend wherever you work or the business that you do is not lost to inflation. Cash does the opposite. Cash is a coupon that steals your overall labor and your energy.
David,
so that in the future, yes.
Yeah, while you on that topic, greetings to you and your listeners.
Hey, what's up, Brother Scotty?
But since you talking about precious metals, I don't know if you had an opportunity to see that article I posted in BTR Community about airline stewardess coming from South Korea. And they busted her, saying that she had like $250,000 in gold. And I tagged you because I don't know. I asked you a question. I'm gonna ask it now. Is it illegal to transport gold like that? I don't have a clue.
No, it's not illegal at all to transport gold like that. Probably what happened was, depending on where that gold came from, Like India had restrictions. Mm-hmm. India had restrictions on their citizens from engaging in gold, but that didn't go well over the with the Indian people. They have a long history with gold. That's like, you know, that's impossible to legislate, and that didn't go over well. But yes, they did legislate that in India, where people couldn't move gold and they couldn't purchase gold, but they were bringing it in on the black market. And let me tell you, whenever they outlaw the precious metals or try to outlaw the precious metals, it never holds up and never stands. And what happens is that it develops a black market for it, and the value of it just explodes. Now, I'm going to tell you, a lot of people here in the country are actually fortunate, and in the States, because in different parts of the world, silver and gold is extremely the physical, not the paper contract in the market, in the financial markets off the COMEX, that paper contract. That gold is just a coupon of gold. It's kind of like I always explain to people, when you're hungry, you don't want a pitcher of food, you need food. Well, if you're going in and buying, if you're buying contracts of silver and gold in the market, you don't have silver and gold. You have a piece of paper that says you bought silver and gold, and you've been ripped off, basically. So, but that didn't go over well in India. But what happens in a lot of different countries, especially in Asia, and one of the things that North Korea is such a hot topic about, and South Korea, they have a lot of rare earth minerals, elements, and a lot of silver and a lot of gold in that area. But probably what happened was she didn't declare, or it was the gold came from somewhere else. But no, it's not illegal at all to have that amount of gold on you. But believe me, it's going to cause some scrutiny for you. You're going to have to declare it and other things. But that was no coming out of South Korea. Now, if she was trying to come out of North Korea, yeah. But South Korea, no, there is no restrictions on gold. Is not illegal, but probably there's more to that story. I would like to. I'm glad you said something. So I'm gonna look at that, Scotty. And I didn't see it because in between the day I'm running around. But I'm glad you brought that up, Scotty. So, Scotty, where does she have it?
She was an airline stewardess, so it didn't share the details. So I had some of those questions. I was like, okay, was it stolen gold? What was it? But I didn't think about what you just said, that it was maybe she didn't declare it and she was trying to smuggle it into the country. Because that's what it sounded like. They caught her. They said doing a routine baggage check of you know, flight attendants or the staff or whatever. And that's how she got busted with it. $250,000 in gold bricks, man.
Let me tell you what really happened there, Scotty. It was no random check. She couldn't carry that bag. That bag was heavy as I don't know what. And what it did, it telegraphed that she was, it was like, what in the world is she carrying? That she's struggling with it. And that's really what it was, because that amount of gold, let me think about it for a minute. It would have a lot of weight to it. But that was probably the thing that was the most difficult thing, is that the weight of it gave it away. And if she, you know, so that is probably what caused, it was no random. These dudes don't randomly check and find nothing. And so what happened was that she went about it all the wrong way, and she probably, her bag gave it away, and she probably couldn't carry it with any ease. And that's what gave her away, because gold is dense. Gold is extremely, extremely dense. So depending on what the purchasing price, and it's hard to say, when they say it's $250,000, it's hard to say exactly how many ounces that was and where it, you know, where it came from, because depending on what country or where the overall purchase of that could have been, it fluctuates how heavy that would be. So, yeah, that's what gave her away. So, yeah, I'm going to check out that article. Thanks, Scotty. So looking forward to that one. So, yeah, that's probably what happened. But as they move into the world, is, let me tell you something, people all over the world, they know the real value of money. The thing is that we need to start to understand what the value is that of that is, because it is an asset, and whoever controls assets, you heard the old saying before, those with the gold, golden rule, those with the gold make all the rules. So let's jump into what's in the news. What's in the news from over this weekend? I was kind of busy. I posted this one story, very, very important, very, very critical. And this was on Saturday. This happened. And this come from the Hindu PIN.com, or no, Hindu.com. Four Pakistani posts destroyed by Indian troops army. Heavy casualties have been inflicted on the Pakistani side, he said, without giving further detail. Army on Saturday said it destroyed four Pakistani posts in a massive assault across the line of control known as the LOC, the LOC, similar to the demilitarization in North and South Korea, and at the Berlin Wall that was in East and West Germany at the time. Sector of the North Kashmir district. So over the weekend, India actually attacked Pakistan, and they killed over 60. The last that I checked, it was over 60 soldiers. And let me tell you why this is so significant. Both of these countries are nuclear-powered countries. They're arch enemies, and this is going to be a part of the overall development in World War III that's going to lead to, in my opinion, global nuclear war. One, very, very critical. There's a lot that was going on this weekend. I guess there was some large movements of the U.S. military throughout the world and throughout the country in different regions. And believe me, I wouldn't be surprised if this was one of the reasons why. And we are definitely now in the strike zones, ladies and gentlemen, of anything is absolutely possible. And if India and Pakistan starts to go at it in any meaningful way, and God forbid if there is a tactical or a nuke used there, you can forget about it. Martial law in this country will be invoked within 48 hours. Doesn't matter if it was in the United States or not. That will be the case. Now, think about what that would do to the overall election cycle. Now, I think everyone is starting to see how things are unfolding, but we'll get to that in a minute. I think I had a little posting in that. So check out that article. Critical, critical, critical. This is one of the things that you cannot sleep on, because this is one reason why you should be preparing, because it's pretty much a done deal now, ladies and gentlemen. At the same time, while Russia has strategically placed itself to respond to any military operation that NATO and the U.S. would try to further in Syria. So we'll talk about that quickly, too. Next article comes from the Daily Mail, and it says why Comey jumped at the chance to reopen Hillary's investigation. And this was from the dailymail.com. And James Comey revived the investigation against Hillary Clinton email server as he could no longer resist mounting pressure by mutant agents, sources said. The atmosphere at the FBI has been so toxic ever since Jim announced that the last July that he would not recommend an indictment against Hillary. He told his wife that, and I guess his wife in the article is saying his wife gave him problems, told him he was wrong, and there were, I guess there were a bunch of FBI agents that were resigning, and so there was mounting pressure with no. So they had to do this. And remember, not trying to pat ourselves on the back here at Tando Radio Show, I had said when all this, from the year we've been in for 2 years now, and I've been saying that there was going to be a purge within the West, a purge of the Western nations, particularly the United States, globally. And you're going to see that they're going to divulge the corruption within this country. And lo and behold, when the email stuff started coming up, I said, this is a part of the purge. And then in July, when they said they weren't going to do anything with Hillary, I said, it ain't nowhere near over. This is just the setup. And this is what you're starting to see, and this is going to get far, far worse. This is going to go deep, and this is going to, in my opinion, go deep into where you're going to start to see cyber attacks. Is going to lead to military confrontations, and is going to bring about the overall economic collapse, because it is the setup, it's the theater that the system wants to present everyone so that they can believe that it's something that can be rectified and fixed. But in order for them to fix this, you're going to have to give something up. And they're going to first bring the pain and the chaos, and then that's when their control can try to inflict their control even more. But I don't think it's going to work, because people are changing their overall direction. I see it daily. I see it all the time. And the resolve that I see within people is one that is not one that will surrender, and it's only going to grow. So we are going to be in very, very historical times. I would definitely suggest everyone to take a journal and to start to write down some of the things so that the history can be written from those that actually lived it, from their perspective of what they were seeing, so that there can't be only one story about history. You know, Churchill said history will be kind to England because England will write it, and because they are a brutal, brutal, brutal people, and there's no way in the world that history should allow that to go unchecked with the truth. So it's requiring upon you to do that. And I would say, don't do it digitally. We need to become more analog in everything that we do. That's where the real protection is. And in this article, my man Scotty had teed off a comment on it, and he said, that was my guess too. He has mutiny on his hand. And he says, I love it. Laugh out loud. Yep, I'm with you. I'm with you, brother. Next posting we posted is today's live show is going to be Cyber Wars and Selling Global Nuclear War One. Is this the media's plan for the not so distant future? And I say, yes, it is. And we're going to look at some of the reasons why that is. This was the show that we was going to have on Friday. Sorry about that. On Friday, just could not get back in time to do the show. Was busy because we're steadily preparing and getting things ready for what we anticipate to be happening, and just business nature was calling that I couldn't get away. So, but we will continue to, we're going to dedicate time where we're always going to be here on air. It's just a initial says, you know, when you start up a business, there's a lot that goes on. So next article comes from Wall Street Journal chart. Excuse me. China latest leap forward isn't just great. It's quantum. And this is what happened. This was happened earlier this summer, and I didn't get to highlight it. Very, very important. Beijing, a rocket that shot skyward from the desert early Tuesday is expected to propel China to the forefront of one of science's most challenging fields. It also is setting to launch Beijing far ahead of its global rivals. Who is its global rivals? Primarily the United States. Not anymore. Their global rivals. The United States has already been passed in everything. In a drive to acquire a higher converted assets in the age of cyber espionage, hack-proof communications. This is why did China put this up this summer? Because they know that they're going to be using it this fall. And this is already up and running. So just wanted to read, and this has everything to do with today's show, and we're going to try to bring that out for you. Next article comes from the Washington Post. Excuse me, the New York Post. And my commentary, the purge is taking perfect form. The Clintons are a crime family, ex-CIA big. A high-ranking FBI official talked of the Clintons on Sunday as he placed the Democratic political family in the same category as the Gambinos, the Colombians, and Lucchinis. The Clintons are a crime family, declared former New York FBI chief James, let me move this down, Kallstrom in a news radio. It's like organized crime, basically. Well, we've been knowing this for a very long time. I call the Clintons their political serial killers, and been saying that since we've been on Tando Radio Show. But this is all what happens here is that the system is ready to exploit them, and that's exactly what they're going to do. Whenever you make a deal with the devil, you always lose your soul. Doesn't matter who you are. If you see these people, they have no real power at all. They're going to be using them for the overall agenda of influence and to distract you from what is really intentional. So, not surprised here. And this is what I had been saying for a while was probably going to end. I don't think it's nowhere near over. Now, may there be some escaping of this? Sure, there may be. May Hillary become the president-elect? Sure, she may be, but I don't think there ever will be a change of, well, it won't be a change of power, because believe me, we are at a very fragile state, and we are so close to anything coming up, because they may not just go away. And I think that there is real contention and within the minions of the governments that are actually starting to fight against themselves. And this is going to turn into an all-out, and has been an all-out shooting war for a while, and is going to expand into nation-state shooting wars as well. So this thing is going to continue to develop. And believe me, we have some history that we need to be well aware of. But we need to be telling the truth and not to allow mainstream media only and those that actually are manipulating the news and to tell the story. Next article from RT International, China on Europe's shopping tour. Germany minister warns of Beijing taking over of EU companies. Germany economic minister Gabriel has urged the European Union to adopt a tougher approach with China, citing his concerns over Beijing's gaining the West's strategically important key technologies. He warned China's WTO, World Trade Organization, status was at stake. China is making its move, ladies and gentlemen, as well as Russia, the Asiatic nations and, excuse me, the Eurasian nations and the ASEAN nations, the BRIC nations are all strategically placing themselves because there is a void, a huge void that has already been left, and that is where the criminal cabal of the Western banking system and the Western way of governing has been diluted, and now there is opportunity to change the guard, and that's all that's going to be done. But it should be only dismantled by us and reestablished by us, because we are the majority and this is the life that we have, and we should dictate our overall energy. So check that out. Next article from Peak Prosperity. We risk being collateral damage in the neocons' lust for war. So true. Check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News. From RT, and then the Sputnik News goes with it. Sputnik News, and this was my commentary for this one from RT International. 6.6 earthquake in central Italy hits the few things that were standing left. And over the weekend, it was Saturday evening or sometime Saturday afternoon, Italy was rocked with a 6.6 earthquake, and this was my commentary. Think this could have been a reminder. Better not continue that comfortable relationship with Russia. Russia was going to actually fuel up some of its battleships, I mean its naval vessels, its armada that was moving towards the Mediterranean, and they were going to stop in Italy, and then finally at the last minute Russia said that they weren't going to stop there because Italy caught so much flak. And then at the same time, Russia was hit, southwest Russian region was hit with a small earthquake, but it was big for them, a 4.6. It could be man-made, or there could be natural, or it could be something in the solar system, a celestial body that is starting to pull on the solar system and all of the planets within our solar system, which I do definitely think, and we'll be talking about that. You know who that is and what that is if you've been listening to the Tando Radio Show, and we're going to talk about that probably at some point in some time here relatively soon. Next article from Reuters. Well, let's do this. Let's get ready to go to a commercial break. And we come back out of the commercial break. We got a couple of stories that we need to get to. Then we're going to get to today's extremely important show. You need to know what is threatening you because it's much, much bigger than you thought. Hopefully you caught Thursday's show on the side. Jump back into that because it's just too important, and we will be talking about that here today on Tando Radio Show. This is the direction that gives great leverage, and this is what the direction is for global nuclear war one, and first will be started by World War III. And this nuclear war is not going to be one that they've been scaring you all about. It's going to be one that's just going to be using tactical nukes. So we're going to go to a commercial break. Don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and hit *61. I'll see you in queue. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., for today's show. And just want to thank you all at any time. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. And hit *61. I will see you in queue and definitely will bring you up. We're going to finish what's in the news. Then we're going to jump into today's show. It's going to be about cyber attacks. I want you to see how extensive this thing really is. And we're going to definitely talk about it. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. The last time that we did this, it was on a pre-recorded. Was not able to talk to you guys about it. If you'd like to comment about it. And we're going to open up the lines for that much earlier so that you can get in some of your comments, your questions, or some things that you would like to or your concerns. We'd love to hear from you. Don't hesitate. Give us a call. Dialogue is much more important than a monologue. Okay, so let's finish out what's in the news before we get into today's show. Next article comes from Reuters. Iraqi forces resume offensives towards eastern Mosul. Baghdad, Iraqi troops resume Monday a coordinated offensive towards Mosul, the last major city held by the Islamic State, targeting the eastern brink of the Tigris River that divides the city, military officials said. Now, let me tell you something. This is really the, in my opinion, a part of an operation that's moving towards Syria. In my commentary, moving towards Syria is pretty much a done deal, folks. Expanded war is upon us all globally. This is no coincidence that this has happened at this time where Russia is positioning itself with China, with Iran, with its other allies in strategically positioning itself to defend Syria from NATO. Also, on the Russian border, NATO is trying to actually encompass Russia, and that is going to be a problem, and is also being done strategically throughout the world. This is why Libya is a key port and a key strategical position to the war that is going to be seen here. So this whole thing is growing and expanding. Next article comes from RT International. Listen to this, folks. Listen, really listen. Tokyo could ban U.S. troops from stationing on disputed isles if Moscow hands them over, report says. Ahead of Vladimir Putin's December trip to Japan, diplomatic sources told local media that Japan could block the U.S. from being stationed on the island of Honoka in the strategic sea of whatever that is. If this was to help persuade for Russia to give that island back. There's a dispute with some islands that are near it's really near the Bering Sea and towards Japan. It's actually, if you go out from the Aleutian chain and keep going out, it's in that chain of islands that go out, but it's towards the Russian and Japanese side. I'm very, very familiar with that because I was on some of those islands, and it's a strategical choke point, military choke point for resources, because Alaska has a lot of natural resources, and believe me, Russia wants Alaska back. And they are actually, from what I know, from what I've heard, that they, and from what I was able to research, there are Russian troops on Alaskan islands as we speak now that the U.S. has actually abandoned. Some of those are ones of islands that I've been on, and I know why they're there. And this is expanding, and this is huge. Absolutely huge. So, and the key with this is that Japan is starting to, as well as the Philippines. Look at the South Sea of China. Look at the major countries in the South Sea of China dispute. All of them now are starting to move towards Russia and China. The Philippines, Taiwan, Vietnam, Japan, even though Japan and China are arch enemies, and I mean they're real arch enemies, but they're moving towards Russia. And if they're moving towards Russia, that means that they're moving towards China as well. The South Sea of China will actually be where that will be a, just like the, it is going to be a major trade zone, and is going to be shared by all of the ASEAN nations with China. And this is something, a deal that will be brokered, but the U.S. is going to fight for it because they, in that happening, that is the death knell of the U.S. economy. And so this is going to continue, and it's also going to be up in the north. I do firmly believe that Russia is going to try to reclaim Alaska, and they have a good opportunity at actually succeeding in that. Very, very telling. Next article from the Telegraph. Britain to send hundreds more troops to the Russian border as Cold War tensions escalate across Europe. Next article. Russia's submarines spotted in the Irish Sea. In Irish seas, and there's been a lot of Russian submarines that have been repositioning themselves. They're repositioning themselves in the Mediterranean as of today and tomorrow. In the next couple of days, anything could happen. And it goes on. Next article was a YouTube video that I posted mainly for my man Scotty, because Enjoy 31608 had a cool comment about it. And this was where Alan West had admitted that the United States is a corporation, and that the celebrity figurehead president is the CEO. He actually says it in this YouTube video. He said it on Fox. I came across that. I said, oh, man, this would be cool. Scotty will like this one, but which we already know. Next article, last article. This comes from Business Insider. U.S. Special Operations Command plans to have Iron Man suit prototype ready to go by 2018. Well, by that time, the overall advent of the war will be full-blown and already probably lost by that time. So check out those articles. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. Then hit star 61. I will see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. Now we're going to jump into today's very, very important show. And one of the things that I want to say, if you guys remember, there was a gentleman that came on to Tando a while back, and his name was Drake. And I think his name was Thomas Drake, and I thought he was someone, but it wasn't him. Well, when we look, take a look at, I want to play something from you from Viceland so that you can hear it. You're going to hear the Thomas Drake that I was speaking about, and I thought, but the one that actually came on to Tando Radio Show. And remember, that was the gentleman that was talking about things are going to be changing, and there's going to be a big fight, and they want it to align with the community and everything else. Was good to hear, you know, wanted to hear what some of their thoughts were, because it's very, very important to get as much intelligence as you possibly can. So this is the you'll see this person in here, but what is this all about? This cyber attack, ladies and gentlemen, as we played it for you on Thursday, and I don't know if you all, we didn't get to talk about it. One of the most powerful things, and you'll hear it here, anything that's digital, anything that's remotely used right now has already been and can be compromised. One of the things I would always say to you is that use your technology for what you should be using for, but know that it can be compromised. And know and to establish and instead of having yourself completely digital, you need to be able to have some analog methods of everything. And also, you need to go back to some of the basics of being able to write different things and send different things to people the old-fashioned way, because the digital space is completely compromised. And it's not just and I'm going to tell you, a compromise was well thought out, very strategical. What you do is that you allow the vulnerabilities to be open to any form of criminal while the real criminal sits back and controls all of it and doesn't regulate it, because that serves their purpose. Now, you never know who is really behind different things. So I hope you guys really picked up a lot and learned a lot from the last show that we did on Thursday about cyberspace. We're going to go to the second part of this, and we're going to hear a couple of things, then we're going to end this. But this stuff is so, so important. The cyber attack that you saw two Fridays ago, that large cyber attack, that was nothing small at all. That was seeding for what's happening. We are already in World War III in the cyberspace realm. It is already being fought, and you are losing if you don't know about it. So let's jump into this really quickly, and we're going to pick up here. This is the cyber war, and this was done by Viceland. It's a series that's on named Cyber War. You definitely need to check it out if you haven't. You don't have the means, but here we go. Let's check it out.
Documents reveal the scope of the NSA's mass surveillance program.
We cannot prevent terrorist attacks or cyber threats without some capability to penetrate digital communications.
Others unmask a unit called Field Access Operations. I don't need mass surveillance. I need you to break into that guy's computer. Their mission is to get the ungettable.
If you want to hack into systems lawfully, the only game in town is the government.
Their targets are secret.
They are very important at actually tracking down people who are then subsequently killed.
And there's almost nothing they can't hack. National Security Agency is one of the world's largest intelligence agencies. Headquartered in Fort Meade, Maryland, the NSA's mandate is to collect foreign intelligence. After 9/11, George W. Bush authorized the NSA to collect even more, including American communications to and from foreign targets.
Good morning. This is a highly classified program that is crucial to our national security.
This program shocked an NSA senior executive named Thomas Drake. Drake is a decorated veteran who blew the whistle on NSA's activities to the press. He barely escaped 35 years in jail after being charged under the Espionage Act, a law first written in 1917.
Drake?
Hi.
Ben?
Yeah, first to you. The National Security Agency is focused on foreign intelligence. It was formed in 1952. People don't realize it was not formed by an act of Congress. It was literally signed into existence by the stroke of a secret presidential pen. In fact, the joke was it was no such agency or never say anything. You never even referenced the actual name. People who used to work there, oh, I work at DOD. Now I accelerate forward. Internet explodes. You have this rapid transition from analog to digital, and the explosion of data became exponential. What do you think is the easiest way to deal with it? Just suck it all.
So, but what happened after 9/11? Was it NSA should do better?
Here's where you have culture and secret meeting itself, realizing it failed but can't admit it failed. It had not prevented the next Pearl Harbor. And now NSA is literally unleashed. It's unleashed on an extraordinary scale, a scale we have never seen in U.S. history or the world. All means necessary to confront the threat. Who cares about the Constitution? Who cares about law? Who cares about the rights of U.S. persons? Hey, if you've done nothing wrong, I even heard this, then you should, it shouldn't matter. And the mantra was, just get the data. Collect it all so we can know it all. Collect it all so we can know it all.
Drake inspired another NSA worker to sound the alarm.
This afternoon, the Guardian newspapers revealed the name of their source.
In 2013, Edward Snowden leaked tens of thousands of classified NSA documents. The first to get published was a secret court order forcing Verizon to fork over the call data of millions of U.S. customers. The next big leak was a PowerPoint presentation about a program called PRISM. The NSA boasted that PRISM gave them direct access to emails, video chats, and more from some of America's biggest tech companies. The media was obsessed with Snowden and the leaks, but few people noticed information hidden in the documents about a top-secret NSA unit called TAO, or Tailored Access Operations, until the German magazine Der Spiegel revealed more about it than ever before. Jörg Schindler is the magazine's award-winning national security reporter.
Yeah, you can call them the highly skilled plumbers of the NSA who are able to get into every sort of pipe. What they are doing is getting the ungettable.
They're like the special forces of the NSA, essentially.
Yeah, special hacker force. I mean, the whole NSA is a special force. But those are the highly skilled handymen who create a certain kind of tools to infiltrate, manipulate, and sabotage every kind of digital device you might think of.
What's the relationship between tailored access operations by the NSA and their mass surveillance?
I mean, to explain it easily, I would say that mass surveillance is like going into the ocean with a huge fishing net and to draw everything out with whatever you find. And what the tailored access operation units are doing is like using the harpoon to find special targets and the fishes they really need. So that might be the difference. So that it's like going hand in hand.
And TA is pretty good at it.
They're extremely good at it, yes.
The Snowden leaks revealed more about tailored access operations, but a lot is still unknown. I wanted to talk to someone who knows the NSA from the inside, an Air Force veteran and former NSA exec named John Harbaugh.
So, John Harbaugh.
It's me, John. Please come in. See this place. Route 9B.
Yeah?
Why that name, by the way?
So, root is system-level access. 9B is hexadecimal for 9/11.
Ah.
So it's a nod to the fact that the next 9/11 event it's most likely going to be cyber-related.
Route 9B, which has defense contracts, aims to hunt and pursue adversaries inside a client's network.
This is where we do all of our hunt operations, what we call it, for our clients. So what this is showing you is what the operator sees while they're doing their op, right? So there'll be windows of time where they're actually active inside the client's network pursuing the adversary. And this is really driven by our experiences in the government space.
Does it look like this in Fort Meade?
This is better.
In your bio, it says something like you were the director of a super elite cyber operation unit.
Yeah. So basically what that's about is what we tried to recreate here. So my time inside the organization, I had the pleasure and the fortune to be asked to run a team of about 8 individuals. And that team was focused on the most challenging problems in cyber.
Was that tailored access operations?
So there is elements of that space, right? Because
right.
If you're in cyber and you do all of cyber, then you're doing all of those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so the bosses could come in and say, we have a significant national event. I need you guys to be able to do this in the next 12 hours. I could walk into that space and say, hey, guys, I need 5 minutes. I would give them what we would call the op order. This is what we need to achieve. We need to achieve it in the next 12, 24, 48 hours. And I could walk away. And I knew when I came back, no matter what time of day, how long they were working on it, they would get it done. And it was that kind of
Teamwork
that really drew people. And it's a very similar thing to the special ops community.
It does sound like a military chain of command.
Yeah, I mean, NSA is a very military organization.
To build a team like TAO, the NSA has to hire highly skilled hackers. So how does it headhunt them? To find out, I asked Chris Segoyan. He's a privacy activist with the American Civil Liberties Union. Who are they? Where's the NSA recruiting?
All right, everyone, what I want to do, I want to stop this real quick, and then we'll pick it back up in a second. But what I wanted to share with you before we go to a commercial break, we've got a little bit of time before we go to a commercial break, but there's a couple of things that were very, very important. One, collect data, collect data, collect data. Now you know why FedBook ain't free. You may think that FedBook is free, but it's actually exposing everything about you that could be actually harvested for the agenda of someone else at any particular time. And you could say that I'm not doing anything there, but see, you don't have to do anything. Don't have to do anything. You become, and we become, the perfect victims from us being naive to what's really going on. And they already told you this show could not be done unless the ones that are going to bring about the attack that they spoke about, the next cyber attack, the next Pearl Harbor, the next 9/11 is going to be by cyber. They're telling you this before it happens. And let me tell you something. If you're not prepared for that, that is going to not just cause you discomfort. It could just cause all kinds of havoc because of look at how much you're exposed to it. They're not telling you what it is that attack will be. And I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you what I think is going to be. It's going to be horrendous. It's going to be so deep, and it's not going to be anything small. It's going to be far worse than Pearl Harbor, far worse than 9/11, far worse than any other operation or terrorist act that has ever been, because it's going to affect so many people. They're telling you this. This would not be... If there was a secret to this, just like Pearl Harbor became no secret, they announced that they were going to do it. Most people don't know that. They actually announced that it was going to happen. People didn't. New York, they told it was not difficult for you to see that it was going to happen. But see, people that are... don't care and don't know and then have an opinion about things that's really not based in anything that they've done other than what they think, not based in any form of research. This, what I always call the asshat speech, gets caught off guard. Like, where did this come from? Who did this? This is why everyone was surprised when it happened and was in amazed that it did happen, and what does it, and was surprised at how much change it brought and the ramifications of it. They are telling you this, that it is going to happen. And I would say this is why, only reason why I put it on Tando Radio Show, so that you will know, so that you could properly protect yourself and prepare for it, because when this thing does happen, it's going to be vast. And we're going to continue this in today's show. So at any time, once we finish playing this, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Another thing that I wanted to bring to your attention. Notice, and I said this just before we went, it's all about data mining, data mining, data mining. That's what it's all about. Information. Now, why is that so important? Because the information that they are able to garnish and to harvest, they're able to put together a psychological profile of how you will respond. And there is something that they want you to respond to in a certain way. And I'm going to tell you, this cyber attack, in my opinion, is going to cause great harm throughout the whole affected area. And this affected area could be regional, it could be national, or it could be in the hemisphere. It could be the whole North America. It could be North America and South America. It could be all in the United States. It could be sporadic throughout the whole world. But there will be some places that will not be affected by this at all. And in those places, it's going to be the places that they told their citizens to prepare. Why? Because those are the place that they see the best leverage for the overall war to be won by. Haven't told you to prepare because they want you to be the sacrificial lamb. And this is going to be drastic. And we'll talk about this a little bit later in today's show. And we'd love to hear from you and what your thoughts are. And I'll give you what I think it's going to be. They've already told you, and we've been talking about this for a while, it's going to involve everything, your cars. So, listen, get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation once we end this part of the show, the video, then or the show or the clip that we're playing, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and just hit *61. We're listening to the Cyber Wars, and we are looking at this. How could this affect us, and what is it that we need to know, and why should we be preparing for it? Because once again, the announcement is being made. This is what we're going to do. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. This is your boy Dave from L.A., and we're having the show about cyber wars, because this is the agenda that I think, and this is the optimum field for the new war in today's technology. The battlefield is digital, and this is digital with artificial intelligence. It's digital by taking over devices. It is totally changed, and it gives more leverage. And one of the things that they had to do to make sure that they got everybody in the loop is they had to give some convenience, some comforts, and some opportunities so that people would become so reliant upon the digital space so that they can encompass everyone in this overall net of deception, because that's all it really is.
Brother
so
Dave.
This is, yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, on the issue of cyber warfare, and you know this to be true because I'm mentioning it to you when you was on the server we had last as opposed to this new server, and you know about all the attacks that we were suffering and even taking us down for taking a server down where they didn't take the server down, but they took down our access to the server, which is through the internet. So we have had to deal with this for quite some time, but luckily, I came across more information that helped me to better secure our media properties, and we haven't experienced those issues like everybody else.
Yeah, and you know, and Scotty, that's so true. This is because we really don't realize how exposed we are to all of this. You know, this cyber stuff, it's much cheaper for them to put funds, and it's what I mean by cheaper, I'm not talking about monetarily cheaper, but it's cheaper as far as being exposed, and it's easier for them to hide their whole deceptions and their actual influence by way of cyber, because it's anonymous. It's anonymous. And so, yeah, you definitely, every person, you have to secure your own self from these type of things. One of the things that I suggest that we do is for you and your family, instead of buying a new car, let me just say this about the cars. There's a reason why the Teslas have been, they're trying to put out self-driven cars. There's a reason why Uber came around. It's a reason. And these things, in my opinion, were not as innocent as people think. Not innocent as people think, because what they're trying to move to is driverless cars, and they're trying to move to driverless trucking, where they don't have any truck drivers anymore. It's all artificial intelligence that's doing all of that. Ladies and gentlemen, once that happens, the plantation of enslavement it expands itself exponentially, completely expands itself. So, and that's what this is all about. So it's so true. Not only did Scotty have to adjust to it, because constantly under attack, there's a reason why, from what you talk about, but the everyday, you're not going to be able to really hide yourself from this, because what happens is there's going to be a force multiplier. They allow hackers to do what they do, and they get away with it because they want them to. They want them to continue to hack. It's very easy. You know, the system can definitely secure all of that. Can definitely do it. And I would just say, whenever you log into something, if you have a passcode, in order for that digital message to be sent, you have to give the code. And every transmission that's given digitally can be received by more than just the intended recipient. It's out for, because you didn't put the system in. You didn't put in the actual systems to block it. Your virus protection could be actually virus protection that hackers establish so that they can get into your system. it's so broad. But we're going to definitely talk about this and see some of the things that we should be doing and thinking about. And see, the thing is, once you know certain things, now you can start to develop your own sovereign way around it, as Scotty did. So let's get back into this. Here we go.
The government wants people who can get a security clearance, more so than ever. Particularly, you know, after Snowden and after Chelsea Manning, they want people who they know are going to play by the rules. They want people who cannot easily be blackmailed. So I think, you know, NSA tries to recruit the best and brightest from computer science programs around the country, and in particular, computer security programs like Carnegie Mellon that have probably the most sophisticated offensive cybersecurity programs in academia in the United States, and their students are heavily recruited both by NSA but also, you know, by Silicon Valley.
They're competing for the same people.
So they're competing for the same people, and the problem that NSA has is they can't pay the same kind of money. Right, they're not going to be able to offer the smoothies and massages and sort of perks of life that Google and Facebook can, but they have something that those companies don't. What they have is a monopoly on violence. Right, in the same way that if you want to like rappel out of helicopters and shoot people in the head, you go join the special forces. If you want to hack into systems lawfully, the only game in town is the government. And in many other walks of life, you would be a criminal, you would be a stalker, you'd be a bad person. But when you go to NSA, suddenly you get to wrap yourself in the flag and do it for king and country.
If KAO can legally do things no one else can, who are they hacking and why?
Okay. I hope everyone caught what was just said there. Very, very important. That is absolutely right. The only game in town to legally hack people and be the purveyor of extensive violence is to be the hacker for them. And this is why he said they want people with security clearances that they know that won't compromise their security clearance. And they'll give them. But it's changed. The cyber world has totally changed. What was really said there? Think about it. The government is the only place that you can legally hack and get away with it. So you don't think that they don't allow some of their employees some of the benefits of legally hacking any institution and taking what they want? Huh. Highly, highly doubt that that's not the case. Highly, highly doubt that they're not doing things as friends' benefits because they're needed. They don't want them to turn. But in my opinion, in surmising, none of them do turn. They only show you the propaganda that they want you to think so that you'll blindly support them in whatever they do. I don't think that Snowden is the character that they say he is. In my opinion, could be. If he is, okay. If he's not, I'm not surprised. Can't verify it, not quite sure, but wouldn't be surprised. So let's get back to it.
Not much is known about who Tailored Access Operations hacks, but the Snowden leaks revealed one major target, Osama bin Laden. TAO hacked into the mobile phones of al-Qaeda operatives in the hunt for bin Laden, as reported by the Washington Post. The unit's work also led to the capture of 40 insurgents in Afghanistan. Ryan Gallagher is an investigative reporter at The Intercept, where he has covered the role of surveillance in the ongoing war on terror. How did TAO and how does TAO fit into the war on terror?
Well, they're very important. I mean, people don't necessarily think of surveillance even as a thing being integral to what the military is doing on the ground, but it is. It's absolutely vital. What the Tailored Access guys are doing, for instance, is because they're so skilled at actually, you know, breaking into systems and going after like what they would refer to as hard targets, people who are elusive or, you know, skilled at like dodging surveillance, they are very important at actually tracking down people who are then subsequently killed or captured in past years, probably rendered and through the the black sites program that was going on through the Bush administration. So they're very entwined with these physical kind of kinetic, they call it, operations on the ground.
So they're basically the commandos of the NSA?
You can put it like that, yeah. I mean, they're kind of, it's maybe sort of glorifying them a little bit, but I mean, essentially these guys are just sort of like geeky nerds, but they do kind of do that sort of commando type role. They're facilitating military operations on the ground by hacking into targets. They're actually directly, you know, able to track people who are then like killed in, say, a drone strike. So what they do, yeah, it's like kind of commando work, but they are also providing assistance on the ground to real commando types who are out there trying to kill people.
In the hunt for Bin Laden, TAO reportedly used what the unit calls implants, spy devices installed in mobile phones or other hardware.
All right, let me stop it real here. Let me stop this real quick here. All right, so implants. Last Friday was implants. The Sputnik, the Stuxnet virus that they put in for the Iran with its nuclear, trying to enrich uranium into nuclear grade fusions and material. That Stuxnet was actually the same thing that it's here, implants. And they were implanted and then later on at the design time set off. And one of the reasons, and we've been talking about this for a very long time, in my opinion, as I look at this whole thing, the next choice way of creating massive problems, especially here in the States, is going to be by cyber attack. It's going to be by the implants, and all of the implants are already there now. Last Friday was the implant, and this is why I said, okay, now it's time for us to really focus on this cyber attack. Before this whole thing, I said it's going to come on a Friday, and lo and behold, it was on a Friday. Come subtly, but the next one that comes on a Friday may actually or may not actually, may be a further implant or it may be a copycat, because what they like to do is they always, war is about deception at the appropriate time, because so few people understand how exposed they are to this stuff, they don't protect themselves against it. And the more that they catch in the net, that's when you know it's going to be sprung. So please pay attention to the implant. Very, very important. Here we go.
Implants are just some of the tools that appear in a leaked document called the Ant Catalog, which lays other spy gear at TAO's disposal. Security researchers Michael Osman, Joe Fitzpatrick, and Dean Pierce decided to build some of these spy tools themselves.
The media kind of saw it and reported on bits and pieces of it and said, oh, look at this thing, this is magic. And I think all of us looked at it and said, oh, yeah, I know how I would do that. Yeah, I know how to do that.
Joe recreated a graphics card that can see what's running on a computer's active memory. And Dean rigged a phone so it picks up the mobile traffic in the area. Mike reproduced RageMaster, a tiny chip implanted in a computer video cable to reflect information via radar.
When this is installed, I can point one antenna at it, and that's transmitting a signal. And then my other antenna is also pointed at it, and it's receiving a reflection. By measuring that reflection, I can, on my laptop, recover information that's going over the cable. And what I get is a video image, a screen image, from the target computer system. And this is an example of something where an implant is required.
Getting an implant into a piece of hardware, like a video cable, requires physical access. But planting bugs into terrorist cell phones isn't the only thing TAO does. Some of their activity has jeopardized internet security at large. One Snowden leak shows how TAO found a vulnerability, a software bug, in Mozilla Firefox. TAO used the bug to try to identify some users also running an anonymizing software called Tor. Not only did TAO need to be able to monitor and hijack internet traffic to pull off its attack, but hundreds of millions of Firefox users were left vulnerable to the software bug, which has since been patched.
Or has it?
Hacker Claudio Guarnieri has helped expose TAO's activities.
surprise. I met him in an old Stasi surveillance tower that still stands in what used to be Soviet-controlled East Berlin.
A lot of the mass surveillance and bulk collection capability of the NSA is empowered by some of the break-ins that Yale is able to do. For example, they would ask Yale to break into some core parts of the internet infrastructure, of the whole global backbone. You know, from an internet structure perspective, when you connect from Germany to Google, you move through a number of hubs, 10 or 15 nodes that relay your message from Berlin to, you know, Hamburg and Frankfurt, and then to, who knows, Netherlands, wherever the cables are. If the NSA is able to break into any one of these points, then they're able to see you communicating with Google. When they're able to observe that, they're also able to hijack it. So pretend like you're getting a response from Google, while instead you're getting a response from the NSA.
None of this comes cheap. Claudio and I went inside to look through a Snowden leak known as the Black Budget. The NSA spends more than $600 million a year for just the kind of offensive hacks TAO conducts.
Yeah, this is what it's being called, the Black Budget. And the trend that we see is that, you know, again, the balance between how much is invested in breaking things and how much is invested in protecting things is uneven. You know, part of the mandate of intelligence services is to keep the country secure. At the same time, from a technological perspective, they're undermining the security of the country.
And like you said, we all use the exact same internet.
Once it's broken for one, it's broken for all.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is it worth it to break something and keep it broken for catching one or two terrorists that you probably could catch otherwise?
Breaking into the internet or hacking into phones might make us all less secure. So is TAO's hacking really all that targeted?
Okay, everyone, give me a go. No, sorry, now we time for a break. But very, very important things that were said there. The thing that's reported there, they're telling you actually how things are being done. And in my opinion, it's being done because, as we said before, they always tell you before they do it. And this is just where we are. And there definitely is going to be need to be a appropriate response to it by us. The internet has already been compromised. And at the appropriate time, and just the last cyber attack that happened, the big one that was on Friday, I was tracking. I don't know how true it is, how authentic it was, but just from my cyber attack mapping, it all came from the U.S. It was all and on that day, all of the attacks were being pushed out by the U.S. to different parts of the world where it was attacking itself and attacking other places. What does that mean? Have no clue. It could mean that it was much more sinister than what we think, and I do think that, but doesn't really prove it. But it just what is true is that they devised the internet, they patented it, so they control it,
Dave,
and they can really yeah go ahead, Scotty.
Listen, when they have vulnerable systems that they know have vulnerabilities and they leave those holes open, they're doing that on purpose.
Yep.
So it can be exploited later. For example, let's use these electronic voting machines, for example. Now, we already know since 2000 election and then again in 2004 and the many documentaries that have come out to show even people who were on the inside who became whistleblowers and told you how these systems are set up to allow them to hack it. So that should tell you something right there. They have systems that are vulnerable, and they claim that they just don't want to spend the money. I don't believe that. I believe that they're leaving them purposely open.
Exactly. Exactly, Scotty, because you know and I know that that stuff can be fixed, but as was said here in this documentary, and just from your knowledge and from my knowledge, that is purposely being done, and those holes are purposely not being filled so that they can be filled at the appropriate time. And believe me, I also think that there's opportunists that will actually seize on that, and that gives the one that created the hole even more
power because they can now have plausible deniability for the attack itself. This is so, and as Scotty just, and he really hit the point, what I was going to make is that the voting machines have already been compromised. They told you that. And they've already told you that the banking system has been compromised. This last DNS attack, it went into the banking sector as well by way of PayPal, and that's been compromised now. And all of the ones that were clients of Dyna, and all of those that clients that had other clients, and it transferred that communication, all of that seeding was done on Friday, that two Fridays ago. Why? Because I think it's going to be used for an appropriate time as leverage. We got a caller that's in queue. Let's go to this caller real quick before we get back to great point, Scotty. Absolutely right. I'm sharing the same brain, as I like to say now. Here we go. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you calling from, and what is your question or comment?
What's going on, Brother Dave? This is Zion. How's it going?
What's up, Zion? How you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling good, man. Enjoying the show. Love the information that you've been putting out, man, especially what I heard Thursday and what I'm hearing today. And since Thursday, I've been doing my own research on this cyber attack and this computer madness, shit, you know, what we calling it around here. What I found out is that these guys have, like, these people who have these fake accounts, they call them like sock puppets, where they mm-hmm. putting out this fake propaganda, and these military soldiers have like 10 different accounts where this is like their another job of theirs is to put out false propaganda and to downplay the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually heard of that, and that's what I was alluding to a little bit earlier, where this is in some instances where one second.
The Israeli military has admitted that they do that. They got busted. They all on Facebook and other social media. That's a wing of their military.
Thanks, Scotty. Yes, sorry about that. I had a message. Exactly. This, and let me tell you, this is how they're able to keep some of, because one of the things that the system realized also is that their very hackers that they train and they use could be a friend today and could be an enemy tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
They can compromise them, I mean, have great compromise by them tomorrow. So it's really a, and let me tell you, if the Israelis and the states is doing it, you know it's sponsoring terrorism, plain and simple. Plain and simple. It's, and I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not afraid to put it out, because the evidence of the truth of that is so apparent. And Zion, you're absolutely right with that, from what I was seeing and studying as well, and from what I know about you know, the different things. And this is, and to me, this is really, really important for us to know, because there are things that you should be doing to protect yourself from what this agenda is going to be as much as you possibly can. And we're going to talk about that in the last 15 minutes of the show. So, man, Zion, was there something else that you wanted to drop with us, man?
Nah, basically that, you know, just everybody, man, just keep aware of what's going on, man, and keep your ear to the ground, because my wife wanted me to bring up the, something about the little WikiLeaks thing with the emails about these supposed aliens, but we'll do that on a different show since you got more video to play.
Yeah, no, but I'm and tell the sister, yes, that's something that I've always been interested in. I don't always talk about that on Tando, but I talk about that in my private conversations with peeps all the time. Yeah, there's a whole lot to that that goes along from, and we will definitely, I'm gonna do a show just on that too, because it's also a part of, there's some truths there. One of the things that is always used is that they take the truth and they pervert it for their agenda. And so we just need to look at it. I'm going to tell you, I don't think that there's any aliens that we ever have to worry about. I worry about what mankind would do to any other life form outside, that because they've been prodigious enslavers at everything that they've done. I wouldn't worry about some aliens coming here. I would worry about a false flag of some aliens, while the actual aliens aren't even involved in it. It's the same usual suspects. But I would be really concerned with any person from this planet or people or organizations from this planet going to another habitable planet where there is a extraterrestrial presence there, because they will try to enslave them like they do here. That's who I worry about.
Yeah, I fear man way more than I would fear any other being. I promise you that.
Yeah, it's a whole lot more. I just know what we have here, and I'm not too sure what's there, but we'll definitely tell the queen, yes, we will definitely do that one. So we're going to jump back into this documentary. Here we go.
I met up with Robert M. Lee. He'd been out of the military for only a week. He was an Air Force cyber officer and also worked for an intelligence agency. He won't confirm or deny that's the NSA.
That means it was.
Okay. How did you get into being a hacker?
Whenever you hear them say, I can't confirm or deny, that means it's the truth. Just so you know. Military talk.
The Air Force has a wonderful program where it volunteers you to do shit. And, I joined the Air Force, said, here I am, Lord, what would you like me to do? And they said, go be a cyber guy. So if you were to take Snowden's slides completely seriously, you'd think that it's all mass surveillance.
I actually, for the first time, ended up seeing slides that I had actually seen before in real life. I was like, holy shit, like, I've seen these ones. But once you bring something into the intelligence community, you don't delete files. Like, everything is stored. And so there was some files that, like, get translated out, like, they're truth, and they were just remnants of product pitches or something like that. And so I think that you can't take all the slides seriously.
We also know that there is something called TAO in the NSA. What is that team? Like, what do they do?
Yeah, so I think when you look at TAO, it's actually the thing that I think most of the community should be cool with. Right, so I'm actually a huge privacy advocate. I hate the idea of any sort of mass surveillance. From a perspective of TAO or whoever would be breaking into those networks, that's targeted, retained intelligence. And so privacy advocates should actually enjoy that. They should say, hey, mass surveillance sucks. We need more targeted surveillance. We need more targeted. If you're going to do intelligence, do the kind that you put resources into and have to think about and have to prioritize your own efforts. It's not going to be some dissident or accidentally picking up somebody else's communication.
So who are TAO's targets?
I don't know exactly their targets, right? And I wouldn't be able to speak out anyway, but I would say that it would be asinine to assume that anything in our national policy of interest isn't one of their targets, right? So if we say, if the president says global terrorism is something we're concerned with, well then TAO is not doing their job. Like, the government is not doing their job if they don't go after it. Anything that the president wakes up in the morning and says, hey, this is important to me, anybody in the government who's not supporting his needs is not doing their job. So I would just, off virtue of that, say the TAO has to be doing that stuff, or they're incompetent and they're wasting taxpayer money. You know, so you can't have it both ways.
Rob made a pretty convincing case for the so-called targeted surveillance TAO conducts. But investigative reporter Ryan Gallagher disagrees. He says the problem is that the unit's methods aren't as targeted as they seem.
TAO is doing some of the most aggressive work that NSA does. The traditional eavesdropping, where they're listening in on a phone call just by, like, wiretapping a cable, which they call kind of passive surveillance, that's actually becoming almost secondary now to the active surveillance, they call it, which is attacking and hacking systems. And part of the reason for that is because increasingly networks and technologies are adopting encryption. And so they can't listen to it by just tapping the cable, because then they can't read it or listen to it. It's just, you know, jargon. Going forward, especially with this sort of boom in encryption, you're going to see more and more of these hacking attacks, to the point that there may come a stage in the future where it is described as a mass surveillance kind of technique.
TAO's hacking skills may be in higher demand than ever before. And while the group goes after terrorists, that's not all they do.
All right, everyone, you're ready to go to our last commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, talking about the cyber wars and why you should actually care about it. We'll come back. It's just a couple of minutes left in this, and then we're going to open up the phone lines. Don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32#, then hit star 61. I'll see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring you up. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. We're talking about cyber wars today, so we're going to jump back into it. And then after that, I think we only have like 4 minutes left in this, and then we'll open up the lines. Once again, if you have a question or comment, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32#. And then what we'll do is talk about what any questions or comments that you would have or anything that you wanted to express. Very, very important. From Thursday's class, it was a lot that, I mean, Thursday's show and then today's show, wanted to put this all together because this is something that is very, very preferred method of distraction, and it is a threat because this will be where the next, in my opinion, the next form of attack will come from. So let's get back to it, then we can get to our get to some of our callers. If you would like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32#, and hit star 61. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. So let's get back to it. Here we go.
Reuters think about what's going on in their city. It's really easy for us to come here and just...
One second. Sorry about that, everyone.
Flatten our drill into it.
One second. So, you just forgot to stage this. So, we'll get right back to it. So, this stuff is so relevant to in today's, you know, when I was growing up, it was a different battlefield. In today's warfare is all digital, and this digital energy behind it, it has so much that's involved in it. So we're going to get back to it. Here we go.
How does TAO decide who to target? And are they really legitimate threats?
No.
The elite unit has gone after Al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters. But the Snowden leaks also revealed the group hacked into the president of Mexico's email. And workers at a Belgian telecommunications company were spied on by the British, possibly with help from TAO.
Generally, there is consensus that mass surveillance is a bad thing, while targeted surveillance is tolerable, because they go after very specific individuals or very specific groups. However, there's multiple things that you need to consider. One is what makes a legitimate target. Ultimately, the NSA only has to respond to, somehow, to the U.S. government. But they have no respect whatsoever towards foreigners. And so we have cases where, you know, they spied on UNICEF, they spied on foreign ministries, they spied on private companies, energy companies, and, you know. So what at that point makes it legitimate to hack directly and target a certain organization? We don't know.
One of the certain documents that came out about the Tailored Access Group is one of the guys from within the unit is saying, look, we don't just do terrorism, we do everything. We do all operations. We're here to support any operations. I think it's one of the common kind of misconceptions that the government has managed to build up around a lot of these revelations. So it's like, don't worry about it. We're only going after these extreme terrorists, people who are, you know, we're trying to protect you and all that. But that's kind of disingenuous because that's not at all just what they're doing. They're doing a lot more than that.
Ultimately, it seems TAO may be just one more tool in the NSA's mass surveillance arsenal.
What happens in a mass surveillance regime, you sweep up essentially everybody. Everybody, by definition, becomes a target, which means there's no target. The problem is that when you do this in secret and you protect your secret powers, this usually doesn't end well in terms of history. It just doesn't. You know, in 1984, the extraordinary George Orwell novel, the only place Winston, the only place he could go to out of sight was in the corner, because that's where the surveillance cameras couldn't reach, which meant what? They knew where he was. And remember, people forget, even in 1984, he didn't prevail. He basically cried uncle. Can't fight them, can't beat them, join them.
You're a whistleblower, you cried uncle to some extent, or you cried out.
Yeah.
Do you think it was worth it?
Yeah. History was a mistake.
We know the NSA's elite hacking unit has helped capture terrorists, but they've also targeted friendly nation states. So who else have they gone after? For now, much of TAO's work remains shrouded in secrecy. But privacy activists, whistleblowers, and others aren't giving up on the fight to know more and to live surveillance free.
Okay, so now, they say that they have targeted. And see, this is what I always like to say is nothing more than, you know, slick tongue movements towards the crimes and to cover up what they're doing. Because there has been events that have been classified as terrorist events that haven't been stopped. And not only that, they so-called are doing this in secret. Well, if their overall technology was so great as they say it is, which I do believe that it is very efficient, and if it was as efficient as they say it would be, there would be no need for targeting information at all. If someone ever committed a crime, you would be able to find out. See, they always try to say that they're trying to prevent things from happening, and it seems to never stop that nothing gets prevented. And the thing that never gets prevented is your overall exposure to their next event. Think about it. Just from a minion standpoint, if I work in a security company that provides and it's surveillance for the government, is it in my best interest to stop things from happening? Yes. Is it in my best interest to also create things that I could stop from happening? Yes. Why? Then the business stays in business. So I really do think, especially since China has now put up one of the best cyber satellites the world has ever known. They put it up in space for a reason, because they intend to use it. And this cyberspace is very, very, we're vulnerable completely to it. Just watch. Next time that you're around people, a group of people, just watch the influence of digital technology. Not just from the adults, but with the children themselves. And when I say I can even go from the babies, you're starting to see more babies in their little strollers and carriages with a digital device in front of their face now, more than ever. Why? because that's the design. One of the things to, as Harriet Tubman said, I freed thousands of slaves. I would have freed thousands of more if only if they had known that they were slaves. And this is an expansion of this overall capability. Now, there's one more that we're going to do, and we'll probably do it on Friday, not on Thursday, because I think Brother Braggs is going to be in on Thursday. Looking forward to that. But this is very, very important. Let me give you, and if you'd like to get on the conversation, now would be a great time to call 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32 pound and hit star 61. So you would, so some people would say, well, this doesn't really affect me. Oh, yes, it does. It completely affects you. It will affect you in a way that if you don't prepare yourself for it, you will be completely exposed to its criminal attack or its malevolent or evil attack. Here's how it can happen. It is going to affect you banking. One day your ATM card is not going to work at the ATM machine or at the cash register. One day your tri-light, your stoplight won't work. One day your car won't respond to you the way that you want it to respond to you. It will either speed up or slow down. If you're on the freeways, it may actually stop. The car may just actually stop, randomly stop, and you weren't braking. And don't say that this isn't a possibility, because history has shown that everything that is malevolent is always a threat. Your children could be totally exposed to this. The overall, your water source can be compromised by cyber. Your sewage could be compromised by cyber. Your delivery system could be compromised by cyber. Your power grid is definitely can be compromised by cyber attack. We are so exposed to this because everything is run by a computer these days. And I'm going to tell you, we have been pretty accurate on events that are going to that I see happening and foresee happening. And I'm not going to walk away from the next one of these cyber attacks on a Wednesday to Friday, either by a sovereign nation or by a group of so-called of hackers, is going to adversely affect everyone to where everyone in the world knows that this stuff is out of hand. This stuff is out of hand. I would definitely suggest, we got a caller that's in queue. Want to go to this caller before we get out of here in 5 minutes. I would definitely suggest that you become more analog, from cars to anything that you can. At least have something that's analog. Get an old car. Get a non-computer car if you possibly can. So, and plus, it's going to be extremely valuable in the future. Let's go to this caller. Roz, shoot, brother. Roz, you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me? I was muted by accident. I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, bro. I had stopped because I wanted to give you some time to chime in. Go ahead, brother. What's going
on?
Thank
you so much. Greetings. Great show. I just wanted to chime in because you're saying some things that are very important. I didn't actually know that the new season of Cyber War started until the last episode where you were playing those clips. And I implore, because I saw the whole series last season, everyone to look at the new season, because if they can see when the guy was sitting in the car and he hacked the car he was sitting in, and he took the guy's brakes off while he was sitting in the car to show him what it would look like in real time if this was to happen. And then he actually said, I could do that to a million cars with one push of a button. So people really want to really watch that, because you'll get to see how it works. So it's not just hearsay. It's not just anyone, you know, Dave or anyone else or me or anyone else on Tando talking about it. You can see how it works, because a lot of these programs, if you just study the history of Microsoft specifically, Bill Gates specifically wrote vulnerabilities into his different platforms. I don't care which Windows program it is. That's why they were always making patches. So all of this stuff was set up decades ago, and a lot of us don't understand it. When we buy these products, we're buying flawed products that are basically made by racists with a certain intention, and that intention is to not only make you spend more money, because once they crash your computer, you have to go out and buy a new one based on the vulnerability that they put into their programs in the first place. Beyond that, now it's to the point where they can hack your pacemakers, they can hack your car, they can hack everything. And I, just like when you talked about earlier, when I chimed in last time, I discussed the fact that with them going to this digital driving, I mean this self-driving cars, self-driving trucks, essentially is to take your autonomy away. So when everything does collapse, you will not even know how to drive. And that's what they're basically setting up, where your grandkids, possibly even your kids, if this moves fast enough, will no longer get a license. So God forbid if something hits the fan, how are you supposed to travel in the car if the self-driving cars have been hacked and there's no cars driving? It's either by foot or on a bike, or if you have a horse and buggy carriage like the Amish, that's going to be what it's all about. So they're taking away your autonomy under the disguise of it being technology and them updating things and making things so much better. But everything they do takes away your autonomy in some form or fashion. Just like the example I gave before with just the cash register and the calculator, it takes away your ability to do basic math computation. So if those computer products don't work, you are lost, and you're counting on your fingers if you even know how to count anymore. So understand that anything these people put out is not to help you. It is to hurt you in the long run. That is why we're in a situation where we have to start growing our own food. If we maintain our autonomy from when our ancestors were here, we wouldn't have that issue. So a lot of the things that we've bought into in this system are the same things that are being used to destroy us and control us and wreak havoc in our daily reality. Thank you, and I'll meet my line.
Yep, well said. Exactly, Roz, because this is all part of a plan, and my I like to categorize it as it's depopulation at the highest level at any given time, at the choice of those that would decide to depopulate. And once again, look at the history of the Gates. Look at the history of Bill. I actually, there was a family member of mine that actually was a programmer for one of the largest programming companies or computer companies in the world. I know what the capabilities are. I just don't always say what they are. And I know where some of the places I went with them in who I was actually, who he actually or she actually knew. And this is no joke. You know, some of the capabilities is that your food delivery system is automated. The planes are automated. Planes can be taken over at any time. They always talk about the towers being hacked because they don't want you to know that they can actually hack the planes. The planes can be hacked. And there are so many things. Anything that is that sends and receives a message can be compromised. And think about the exposure that has. And this is why it's so important. Day? Yeah. Definitely. Go ahead, Ross.
I just want to say something personal that happened to me, and actually happened to a friend of mine that affected me deeply. There was a young man that I knew very well. He was one of my closest friends. He actually was like a young genius, and he was tapped by Apple to do computer programming for them. And they flown him to the West Coast when he was in college, and then finally when he graduated from school, they actually set him up with a position out on the West Coast, and he was working for them. And he had told me that when he was writing programs, because essentially we would get into really deep spiritual conversations, and I would break down spiritual concepts in the Metal Netter, and actually he was able to take some of the discussions we had and help facilitate his programming for Apple. So there was programs he was making for them based on the spiritual conversations we were having. And what happened was he told me over time that they had tried to come on to him, a couple of executives that were homosexual. And he said in some of the programs that he was writing, when they would get their hands on it, they would tamper with the programs and make sexual advances within the text of the program. And eventually they would actually play footsies under tables with him when he would be in meetings. There would be certain guys that would play footsies, and they actually drove him psychologically insane. Eventually, he ended up going to their company psychiatrist. They gave him major drugs, He didn't like how the drugs made him feel, so he stopped taking the drugs they were giving him. At one point, he was utilizing marijuana to try and facilitate his the situation he was dealing with as far as dealing with the stress and anxiety, and he ended up killing himself. And when I found out, he wasn't the first person that had committed that committed suicide, and there was questionable, there was at least, he was the third person I knew about. All three of them all committed suicide by jumping off of a building. So just to let you know how deep and insidious this is, that is how deep it is. I lost one of my closest friends. This was back in 2008, and that was due to the torture and the psychological terror they were putting him through just using programming. And then, like I said, it would become real time when you have these homosexual white men in meetings playing footsies with you under the desk, like if you're a female, and you can't speak out. And then I think his fatal mistake was going to the company psychiatrist because they helped to facilitate driving him over the edge. So I just want to throw that out there just to let people know that's something I personally experienced. Thank you.
You know, on that, Dave and Ross, this is why we as a people need to control our human resources. Because they do recruit the best and the brightest among us. They start identifying these black kids that be into coding and stuff like that at a very early age and start recruiting them. Now, let's not forget, a black man actually invented and holds the, well, IBM holds the patent because he was working for IBM. But he holds three of their original nine patents. So I guess he are co-owners of the patent. And his name is Dr. Mark Dean. So people invent things that are meant to help mankind, but then other people get a hold of those things and then pervert them to use them against mankind. So what I'm saying is all of the things that you've talked about today on the program, people need to be made aware of so that they can take the steps to protect themselves. But I was thinking about this over the weekend as we were posting stuff in the technology group on BTR Community. And I had posted one about this new plane that they're working on, this new fighter jet, and what it's supposed to do and what they think it'll do anyway. But anyway, I started looking at it from a historical point of view. While we should be cautious about technology, we cannot reject technology, because technology is how they got on top. The invention, they didn't invent the gun. They didn't, but they were the first ones to put it into mass production, and they improved upon the guns. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the Moors are the ones who invented the gun. It was called fire sticks or something like that. But we have to be aware of these things. And then, so what's to stop us from writing code? And you, so what I'm saying is there's a counter to everything.
No, you're absolutely right, Scott.
There's a counter to everything. And so, but we have to stop letting our human resources be drained from our communities to then go work for these corporations that are then work against us. So we need more black people investing and starting our own technology companies, because a lot of times we come up with something and the first thing we're looking to do is get a big payday and sell out to technology. We can't keep doing that.
The intellectual properties that we have to actually be the foundation of our sovereignty. We got one more caller in queue before we get out of here. Hold on 1 second, Ross. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. We got like 2 minutes. What's your question or comment? 641? I'm sorry, 614?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, brother.
Hey, how you doing today?
What's going on, bro?
All right. I was just listening to the conversation, and I was just going to ask, in order to fight a cyber war, it sounds like we need a black IT community. You know, a community of black, you know, IT specialists to kind of combat, I mean, that's kind of what I'm getting from
you
guys' conversation.
Yeah, I would say that we need all of our talents, as like Scotty was saying, we need to harvest all of our talents for ourselves, for our families, and our community. And that extends to all fields. And then I think once you do that, I think it's an asymmetrical approach that we have to have with this whole thing, where your intentions is to build the community. Then from there, as you build the community, and building a community, you put the streets in at appropriate time before you put the airport in. And you know, you put the plumbing in before you actually pave the road. And things of that nature. So I think there is a process to it. But yes, brother, I totally agree. We should be developing all of our pool of talent and nurturing them from the standpoint of sovereignty. And this is what it's all about. And I think that, you know, you start small and you start with you. And because sometimes we look at the big picture without first developing the outline for ourselves. And I know that there's talents that you have, brother. I know that there's talents that Brother Roz, Scotty, and I have. We should be using that individually for ourselves and our families and our community first, and then start to pave the road to sovereignty. So, Roz, we got 2 minutes, brother. You had something to say. Go ahead and jump out it, and then we're going to get out of here for the day.
Yeah, I just wanted to say we should take a page out of the book of the Japanese, who actually, you know, commandeered a locomotive and eventually took over the production of locomotives. If you look at Gaddafi sent young people from his country all around the world, paid for their education in full, for them to get their degrees and come back to Libya to help their people there. And that's the mentality we have to take. I think a lot of us, like Scotty was saying, we buy into the system of white supremacy on the level where we want to get a paycheck. And we don't understand that anything that comes from them is to our detriment. Even if the dollar signs look good and the number of zeros look good, the idea is that whoever's giving you that money is making 10 times more than you. And just something else I want to put out there, there's a YouTube video by Dr. Van Sertima called The African Presence in Early Europe, where he discusses explicitly the fact that in the 1400s, when white people were first kidnapping our ancestors from the West Coast to bring here, that they found the first elements of the first rudimentary computer. So just think how far in advance we would have been today had we not encountered white people in their system, if their computer was being developed and built back in the 1400s. That's all I want to say. Thank you.
Yeah, it goes a little. I think it goes a little further than that. But yeah, Roz, that's. I remember that 1400 computer. Then I think there was a couple of them that was discovered since then. So, all right, everyone, listen, we got to get ready to get out of here. Great. Thanks. Thank you, Roz. Thank you, Zion. Thank you, the brother that just called in. Sorry, I didn't get your name. Scotty, all of everyone, it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. God willing, we'll be back on tomorrow. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure you give one away. Peace, much love, much respect.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Gaddafi didn't give up.